This year, the corporate watchdog ASIC has begun one of the biggest fights in its 25-year history, taking on Australia's biggest banks in court. The accusation? The banks were rigging a market and a key interest rate that underpins trillions of dollars in financial contracts. It's a case that pits the corporate regulator against the banks, and no one's backing down. One insider caught in the middle of this controversy has now agreed to answer questions for the first time. Mario Christodoulou reports.
Before this year, it was an interest rate that few had heard of, but the BBSW is a benchmark rate widely used in financial contracts and loans throughout our financial sector. ANZ, NAB and Westpac stand accused of rigging it. And now one insider says he was made a scapegoat by ANZ over the scandal.
ANZ had previously threatened to make me out to be Mr. BBSW and warned me that I would need a publicist and asked me, how will it feel when your son is being pushed around in the playground?
Those are the words of former senior trader with ANZ, Etienne Alexiou. His words are being voiced by an actor.
I've been used in part to serve a purpose in ANZ's strategy to protect its interest when it suited it.
He says he was hung out to dry over the rate rigging scandal, but ANZ says he was sacked for highly inappropriate and offensive electronic communication, like this message sent over the internal messaging system.
I'm so sick of swigging Dom. Out of the bottle at strip clubs anyway.
An ANZ spokesperson said,
appropriate conduct, compliance with ANZ policies and respect for others is paramount at ANZ.
But Alexiou says that his behaviour was nothing out of the ordinary at the bank. Until 3 weeks ago, he was suing ANZ for $30 million for unfair dismissal. Now he's dropped that lawsuit. We asked him whether he just has an axe to grind.
It would be difficult to describe what I have as an axe to grind. In the scale between myself and ANZ, the experience in this case has been really awful. It's been awful personally, and particularly for my family and friends who have supported me throughout, but often felt helpless in the fight. It's been awful financially and professionally.
Etienne couldn't tell us what he saw of the rate-setting process at the bank because he was bound by a standard confidentiality agreement. Whatever the reasons for his dismissal, there's no doubt he found himself in the middle of a clash of the titans between the banks and the corporate regulator over the BBSW controversy. Some say that if it's proven to have occurred, manipulation of this rate could have had subtle impacts on many Australians. Andy Schmulo is a senior law lecturer at the University of Western Australia.
These manipulations will have the effect of distorting the free market, especially the market on interest rates, which in turn is the cost of finance, which is a cost like petrol, which is built into absolutely every form of goods and services in the real economy. And that affects, even if only slightly, the cost of every type of funding. So eventually, these manipulations will trickle down to your mortgage, your car finance, your credit card, your personal loans, and your business loans.
The industry body that represents banks has rejected the notion the BBSW affected everyday people in any major way. Here's CEO of the Australian Banking Association, Stephen Munchenberg.
The BBSW is about pricing between banks on a day-to-day basis. There have been various claims out there that this has cost Australian consumers billions of dollars. They're completely fanciful. You know, again, the allegations, and they're only allegations at this stage, is that sometimes I've moved up, sometimes I've moved down. So what I'm disputing is I think the impact is, you know, very, very small, minuscule.
But others say that huge pools of superannuation investments are linked to this benchmark rate.
It's difficult to work through the effect of when the BBSW is higher or lower, but they're certainly not small sums of money.
That's Matt Linden from Industry Super. His organisation represents almost $500 billion belonging to around 5 million members and held in super funds for their retirement.
Some people have speculated that these movements in the BBSW rate are of no concern for the broader financial market. We're concerned, certainly, if there's instances where our members might have earned lower returns. So, you know, it's not a victimless crime.
ANZ, NAB and Westpac all declined to be interviewed, citing the ongoing court action. It may be years before the courts rule on whether the banks are guilty of rate rigging. But it's a case that may have already claimed one victim.
I think my standing down and termination was a strategy to create a diversion away from ANZ and onto a few individuals during the preliminary ASIC investigation, probably in the hope that it would buy ANZ time in order that it could craft a settlement with ASIC, which likely involved a fine and some employees' heads.
The words of former ANZ trader Etienne Alexe, voiced by an actor there. And if you want to hear Mario Christodoulou's full investigation, tune in to Background Briefing Sunday at 8 a.m. on RN.